Good morning, Tuesday morning, the 7th of July 2015, and I'm out walking in the grounds of St. Stephen's Hospital in Glenmire, Cork. I'm sitting on a bench just after having listened to a piece of audio about domesticity by Bernie Goldbach, known as Top Golden, all over the internet. And I'm sitting on a seat which is in memory of, it says, Father, breastplate, Father Liam O'Callaghan, MSC, chaplain, St. Stephen's Hospital from 1995 to 2012. The seat is well oiled or well, whatever the stuff is you put on to keep it from the elements, and it's sitting on top of a concrete plinth, well-wore concrete plinth that's flat with the soil. And above me, right over my head, is a beech tree. Grand, magnificent beech tree with moss and lichen climbing up the bark from the bottom. And it's dry. It's dry. It was wet this morning, but it's dry now. I see some blue clouds, and I haven't checked the weather forecast for today at all. This is St. Stephen's Hospital, the grounds of which I'm admiring, has a pitch and putt. Golf, pitch and putt. And there's a pitch and putt club here. It's called St. Stephen's Pitch and Putt Club, and it was founded in 1972. And it says green fees and new members welcome. You might be wondering, what on earth is a pitch and putt doing in the grounds of a hospital? And it also has a sign saying, important notice, juveniles aged between 8 and 1 years of age must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Adult guardian at all times, says the committee. Well, it isn't really one, it's just that somebody scratched off the other number. And there's another sign here at the first hole, which is index 16 and 25 metres long, which says, please repair all pitch marks. This is a mental hospital. This is a place where people whose mental health is disturbed come. I'm not sure about whether people live here or not. I've come here for a session with a nutritionist. I was referred to a nutritionist, if that's the right word, or offered the services of a nutritionist. The last time I was talking to the psychiatrist, put on weight, quite a bit of weight, as a result of taking the prescribed medication. So the doctor thought, well, would you like to go and see a nutritionist? And I'd never been to see a nutritionist in my life. So I said yes. She's very nice. She coincidentally has the same surname as myself. And she made me aware of something I hadn't been aware of before, which was the importance of an even blood sugar level, rather than having my blood sugar, go up, not eat for a long time, eat a lot of food, blood sugar go up, not eat for a long time, blood sugar come down, go below. So if you imagine a wave pattern in which there are quite steep curves, I've been aiming to keep things within a much narrower band by eating more frequently. This is meant to be, and I've no reason to doubt it, meant to be also good for my mental health, my emotional well-being, as well as my body. my waistline. So now there have been a number of people who have been talking on Audioboom about exercise. Roger Overall in particular, who's doing a series of audios about his journey. And other people who have been commenting on his journey. And I can't say that I love listening to these, because they always describe people who are an awful lot more energetic than I am. And then when I listen sometimes, and it doesn't happen very often, to people who are taking no exercise, that doesn't make me feel better either. So I think I've got a bit of discomfort with the whole question of exercise. When I'm taking it, I feel great. And when I get out of the habit of taking it, I find it hard to get back into it. And I no longer feel great. But there's a regional adoption service here. Regional adoption service. So it isn't all mental health, this hospital. Various other services are here. Loads of green grass. Big, huge, wide, expansive estate, you would call it. Lots of green trees, deciduous and evergreens. Red flags and yellow flags in the pitch and putt. And you might be wondering, why am I walking around here? Haven't I got something better to do? And I'm not doing mindful walking, although I could be, but that term has just popped into my head this very second. No, I arrived an hour early for my appointment with the nutritionist. I put the wrong time down in my iPhone. So I arrive here 5 minutes late, I think, find the door locked, and then get myself into a tiz because I can't find her phone number, and eventually do get somebody to find it for me. So I'll be going in to see her soon. This will be my last session with the nutritionist. I'm feeling very good about the changes to my diet, my food intake, and the changes to my eating habits. Although I'm sure drinking red wine in the middle of the week isn't meant to be that good for you. And I did have a bit the last two nights. I've been very active, and I mean extremely active, over on Periscope. But that's a subject for another piece of audio, I think. So let me just start the day here on Tuesday. Standing in sunlight. Well, the only light I'd be standing in would be sunlight, wouldn't it, at this time of the day, even if it was very, very cloudy. But standing in sunshine, well, walking in sunshine now, but standing in it a minute ago. Let me wish you all the very best for the day, and I hope you're going to have, because you can't change the past, but I hope you're going to have a great day looking forward, and thank you very much for listening to this. Bye-bye for now. It's Paul O'Mahony just saying cheerio for now, and I'm looking forward to listening to your audio during the day today. Bye-bye.